UFP, the United Federation of Podcasts.
Franchise Fatigue, the little podcast on the United Federation of Podcast Network, where your hosts go through movies, remakes, and sequels. I'm your host, Brandon Shea Mutella. Joining me, as always, is my ever-constant co-host, Zach Putt-Putt Moore.
I am sick of this putt-putt life. Can I join your baseball team?
Absolutely you can. We're happy to
have you. Because that's how it works.
Didn't you just determine that when we were covering the first major league that you could just hire whoever you want?
I mean, you're not wrong.
So there we go. Anywho, we are here to discuss our Major League recap after covering the trilogy of Major League movies with Major League, Major League 2, and Major League Back to the Minors. So we're going to start with our ratings of the films and rankings. Zach, do you want to go first?
I would. Now, based off our conversation last time. Mm-hmm. You've convinced me, Brandon, that Major League 3 is better than Major League 2.
Nice.
So congratulations.
Now,
this podcast is really starting to rub off on me.
Now, I'm just holding my breath here. Is Major League better than Major League 3, though?
Yeah, let me go through the list. Okay, so Major League, number one, Major League, 5 stars. I think it's still my favorite baseball movie, sports baseball.
But, wow, favorite.
Number two. Major League Back to the Minors. 2.5 stars.
Big drop.
It's still a drop, all right? And then number three, Major League 2, 2.5 stars. So I rank them about the... To me, it's kind of like Batman, right? The first Tim Burton Batman movie. Like, to me, that's the top. Mm-hmm. And then Batman Returns and Batman Forever are both, like, equal in that kind of rating and ranking. It's like they're both not as good for very different reasons. You know?
So there's so much wrong with what you just said, but we'll have to wait until we cover our Batman movies for me to correct you on those. Because Batman Returns is clearly the best Burton.
Really? You're one of those, huh?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So. All right. Well, we'll see if we ever get to those. But so it's 1, 3, and 2.
Okay.
For me.
Excellent.
And which, until our conversation last time, I would have been like,
1, 2, 3.
For 1, 2, 3. What are you kidding me, right? I mean, the Indians aren't even in Major League 3.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start. So 4 stars, Major League Back to the Minors. I love this movie. I think it's really good. I gave a light 4 stars to Major League and 2 stars to Major League 2. So 3, 1, 2 is definitely my ranking of these movies. Here, and I am clearly insane. Clearly.
I don't think anyone else has ever ranked these movies that way, Brandon.
I think it's because I don't have any baggage of, like, liking these movies for a long time before coming to them.
Yeah.
These are all first-time watches for me, right? So I'm just watching them on... I just watched 3 movies, right? So, you know, so I think there's that to it. I think there's that aspect to it of being a new fan to these, so...
Okay.
Who's your favorite player?
Who?
Or favorite character?
Yeah, you know, I gotta go with Pedro Serrano. You know, he's probably the most quotable, most enjoyable and fun, and he's actually probably one of the best players, just period. Mm-hmm. You know, in addition to that.
That's but, Dennis Haysbert's character?
Yeah, Dennis Haysbert. And he's still relevant, right? I think he's probably best known for being the president on 24, right?
Yeah.
That or the Allstate guy. You're good heads with Allstate, right? He's that guy. You got those commercials up there, Brandon? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I got to go with Serrano. Mm-hmm. And I there are a lot of players I do like, but, I mean, hats for bats.
Mm-hmm.
Keep bats warm. That's great stuff. So...
Okay. I'm going to go with the coach from the first 2 movies as my favorite character.
Lou Brown
is
his name.
I liked him a lot. I liked his voice. I think his voice is the defining feature that puts him above my... We have a next category as favorite sequel character, and it's a close call between Lou Brown and my favorite sequel character, but Lou Brown's voice puts him over the top for me. Bird, you're talking like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic, like, manager, sports coach guy, right? Just,
you know, and then so, when he pissed on the contract, too, that was pretty good.
That was a great gag. That was a great gag. So, and then, of course, listening to the ALCS in this hospital on a radio. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. So, good for you.
Excellent. And then how about for a favorite sequel character? Who do you got for a favorite sequel character?
You know, I got to go with Gus, Scott Bakula's character.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I figured we'd agree about this one because it's like, this is the kind of character who should annoy you because I'm like, who are you? You're not part of these other for two movies, but now you're our main character. And I'm supposed to care about you. But on the strength of Scott Bakula's charm alone. And I got to say, we talked about it in our last conversation, but they actually made him like a capable baseball manager. He's given like tips to people and this and that, like actual helpful things and, you know, understanding up the players where they need to be, you know, and doing the power move of Mitch and that guy after he hit a home run, they told him to bunt, you know, like their best player. Like that's good stuff, you know? And I really did enjoy his character. And I think that is why Major League 3, even though it's technically not called that, everybody calls it that, Major League 3, ended up being better than Major League 2. Mm-hmm. So his story and his journey there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that one there. He is definitely a very capable manager. And I think I liked the aspect that he wanted to stay being a manager of a minor league team. You know, I don't think that you liked that aspect. I think you wanted to see him go to the Twins. But I liked seeing him being humble and saying, you know what, I'm here for the game, for the love of
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, I mean, I for the love of the game, that's right. The best Kevin Costner baseball movie, according to our friend Mike Schindler. But the I don't know. There's something we said about like, yeah, you know what? You think you want something for so long, and then you finally have the opportunity. You realize you've matured beyond it. But then there's also the no, I want to be a manager in a Major League Baseball team. You know, I mean, you know what the pay is, and the lifestyle is so much better than driving a bus across wherever. And anyway, I still would have taken the job with the Twins. So.
Yes, and that's why you will always be, what's his name from the Twins? The bad guy.
Huff.
Huff. There you go.
So. Messing up my hair and... Look, you can get fined for that, not wearing a hat. Okay? Like, that's part of the dress code. You know, you're supposed to wear a hat when you're a manager of one of these teams. Mm. So.
Well, you already determined that that one team, they were wrong because the guy had a mustache, right?
Oh, yeah, the Yankees having facial hair. Right.
Okay, so where would you want this franchise to go should they make a fourth major league?
Well, I mentioned briefly in the last conversation that there were like plans to make this like a TV show or you know. Mm-hmm. So Morgan Creek, which is the production company that was making these films, right? They got acquired and you know, they have a lot of intellectual property that people know about, right? Like The Exorcist is one, right? They've, you know, Ace Ventura is another, right? And Major League, of course, is one of their big like intellectual properties. So there's been talk of perhaps making this either rebooting it as a show or maybe a movie. But regardless of if that happens or not, because that's something that had been floated a while ago, I would say TV show is definitely the way to go, mm-hmm. right? Now, you can still make it a comedy, but make it more like a dramedy, right? So like... serious stuff happens, but you have a good time with it. But you know what I mean? Like it's not like a slapstick all comedy thing, but it has a comedic flavor. You have fun with it. Maybe, but you tone down the whole, like, obviously you tone down all the stereotypes. Well, because these movies are rampant that. You make them more well-rounded, less one-dimensional characters, and you have a lot of fun over the course of the season. And I would say, honestly, make it a minor league team, you know, because you can do so much fun with a minor league team. Like you're not like Mr. Baseball over here. As like you like baseball, but you're not like a big fan like I am. Right, so, but I watched some YouTube channels that talk about baseball and stuff. And through one of them, I discovered a team. It's called the Savannah Bananas. Okay. They play out of Florida. They play in Savannah, Georgia, and they are a minor league team and they are insane. They have all these weird rules and traditions. And their whole league is all over the place. I recommend anyone go Google Savannah Bananas and watch about them. And there's a whole culture behind, you know, how these minor league teams operate, because they're such small markets and such small stakes. Like they can, you know, you can get away with a lot of weird stuff, right? Like fans and teams and stuff. They lean into that. They have a whole following. Like, I want to go see them one day. I think it'd be fantastic. But my point is with that, there's a lot of material you can mine from, especially a minor league kind of team, mm-hmm. have some fun with. You focus on the players, and you focus on maybe something we both responded to well was in major league, you know, back to the minors, like, it was like, hey, how do you get to be better as a baseball player? Mm-hmm. Because the whole point of the minor leagues is to get better. When you're in major league, like, you're supposed to be at a certain level already. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would like to see. TV show, put in the minor leagues, and then you can make up a team, and it doesn't, like, matter.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're not going to be attached to, like, you know, the Cleveland Indians, for example, because I don't know, maybe something will happen in a few years and you have to change the name and then, and then your franchise looks kind of weird. Right. But that's what I would do. What about you?
You know what? Like, word for word, everything that you said is what I would say. A TV show with this minor league team. I'd like this minor league team, though. You know, get Scott Bakula involved. And you could deal with that, like rotating cast because they're going to go up the league. Right. You know.
Wait. So you mentioned Scott Bakula being involved.
Yeah.
Do you want this to be a sequel or a reboot then? I guess a sequel.
A sequel.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Right. A sequel.
Well, hey, legacy sequels are in these days.
Yeah. So, but it would be a TV series, though. Like, you know, like you were just saying, like, you know, 10 episode season on Netflix or whatever. And just dealing with, you know, like, people coming in, and you got these characters coming in. You can have people changing every year. You know what? You're not going to cut in the minor leagues or whatnot. That's how you keep the cast fresh. And then, yeah, you could deal with, you know, they got the sudden semi-fame, and how do they deal with that? But you could keep it all, you know, you could keep it comedic, and you'd get a lot of interesting characters could come into it. So I agree with you for that, for what I would like to see for the next iteration of this.
If they're going to make it a sequel, you have to bring back Wesley Snipes as Willie Mays Hayes. As one of the opposing managers.
Not the guy from Major League Two? And
not Omar Epps. No, I just really want to confuse everyone and bring... As if they had brought back Christy Alley for Star Trek VI to play Savick, that's what I want.
Oh, what if we got Will Smith to play Willie Mae Hayes?
Why do you say that?
Then we could just recast him again.
Just recast him again. Hey, Willie!
Big, and then he could be Big Willie Styles, his new code name or whatever.
I guarantee you can get Corbin Burnson back.
Probably.
Yeah, because he's going to be in the rebooting, or I guess it's not a reboot, it's a sequel show with L.A. Law, right, what he's most famous for. That's actually coming back, and he's going to be in it.
Okay.
And then they are, recently I saw that they're finally, after people wanted it forever, they're going to reboot or continue Quantum Leap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I don't think Scott Bakula is involved at all yet, but I think it's a sequel. So I think at some point the idea would be, you can finally bring Sam Beckett home, Brandon.
No.
But, so these guys would do it.
Yeah, probably.
As we established on last conversation, CSI New Orleans can only last 99 episodes. So Scott Bakula will be looking for work.
He'll be finding work after that.
I don't care if we see any other players. Like, all jokes aside, really, Scott Bakula, and then maybe like every once a season. No, I do not want Tanaka. That guy is just a racial stereotype of the worst... the worst degree. You know, bring in a Dennis Haysbert for like one episode or something, right? Like, that'd be cool to sprinkle them in every now and then. We're talking about this. You know what we're describing, Brandon? Karate Kid. Cobra Kai is this.
There you go. See? I haven't watched Cobra Kai yet, but now it's exactly it, man.
Oh, gosh. Somebody get on that. Like, that's incredible. So, and they bring back everybody from Karate Kid movies. I don't think they've acknowledged the new Karate Kid yet with Hilary Swank.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in continuity with the original movies because Mr. Miyagi is in there. So,
okay.
Anyway, that's what we're talking about. I want a Cobra Kai version of Major League.
Awesome. Excellent. Right on. Cool. Well, that's all we got for you this week. That's our little recap for this. We will be back next time as we jump into the gigantic, the Colossosaurus franchise.
Colossosaurus. Is that the villain dinosaur in the new movie, Brennan? It might be.
Sure. I think so. Something like that. But we're covering Jurassic Park.
Yes, but back to sci-fi and horror. That's our bread and butter around here. But, you know, it was fun to do something a little different. And there's not a lot of, like, movie sports franchises. Because usually sports movies are like a one-off, right?
Well, we got to do Mighty
Ducks.
Some
would argue, Brandon, that Major League should... Oh, you got me, Mighty Ducks, right? With Charlie Sheen's brother. But, okay, unless you're related to Charlie Sheen, usually it's a one-and-done sports movie. Yeah, I mean, you got me there. So good off, good on you. But like, as far as sports franchises go, there's, I can't think of another. Now you've got me, I'm completely flustered now because you called me on the Mighty Ducks. I can't think of any more.
Well, there's that awesome sci-fi horror trilogy, Field of Dreams, Field of Daydreams, and Field of Nightmares.
All right, Nightmare on.
Nightmare on Field.
Dream Street. So, Kevin Costner is going to pull you into the cornfield.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you guys know where to find us. You guys know where we are. So we'll talk to you next time. Next month, we promise. Next episode, we'll spare no expense.
Yeah. Hey, and just because we were so preoccupied with the fact that we could, we didn't stop to think if we should.
We should. It's Jurassic Park. They're good.
This has been a production of MTMR Media Works.